Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Skill Nation is one of those organizations focused on the importance of education and knowledge sharing. We have joining us today co-founders of Skill Nation, Ben Bauermeister, a serial entrepreneur who likes to warm his hands by the friction that is created when technology and good deeds are rubbed together. Martha Trollen, having worked in the nonprofit world for over 30 years, has always been interested in spreading the wealth of human knowledge as far and wide as possible. Also joining us is the mentor connector for our local school district, David Scherer, a retired psychologist who is also on the steering committee of Skill Nation. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure where to start other than to say the critical need for your organization has become so evident this last spring when we watched our school districts move to remote learning. But before we dive into the current state of what you're up to, Martha, would you mind sharing a bit of your history and backstory? Or Ben, both of you are part of the founding organizers of this great organization. So for listeners who don't know about Skillmation or recently moved to the area, could you give us a little bit of an understanding of what Skillmation is?
Sure. Skillmation started just an idea that was being kicked around between Martha and I over, you know, basically a backyard fence saying, look at the amazing skills and talents that are resident in this community, people that have literally helped the moon launch or translate Chinese poetry or all the wonderful things that people do. How can we pull that knowledge out of the doors that they live in and connect it with the people that are trying to do new things in the community or with the students that need an extra hand or some assistance in pursuing their own dreams?
And about how long has Skillmation been kicking around?
4 years, I think.
Yeah.
So Martha, the organization grew from a focus that was dominantly in the school district, but you also have a component that is young professionals?
Yes, www.skillmation.org, and anybody over 18 can go look for somebody to mentor them in a project that they want to do, in agriculture, in business, or a first job, a change of career. There are over 170 mentors listed on the site right now.
That's phenomenal. So, David, I've had the opportunity to talk with Martha and Ben in the past, but how did you come to be associated with this organization?
Well, I moved here a little over 1 year ago, and I saw an advertisement in the Rose Theater for Skillmation mentoring, and I called Martha and Ben and met with them, and it's just been kismet ever since.
And you indeed are the primary connector for the high school. What other roles do you serve with Skillmation?
Well, primarily, I've been taking over a lot of the organization of the mentoring program, which I think we'll talk about in a little bit, and trying to provide a little supervision and consultation for the mentors who are working with our ninth graders.
Well, it is such a broad reach in terms of what Skillmation provides services and connecting points, you know, from the young professionals to, you've got a middle school program. Is that correct, Ben?
The middle school program was used about 2 years ago for the early release Wednesdays. And that program didn't happen last year, but we're eager and hopeful that it can be reignited again this year. That was a program that actually provided both tutoring and experiences for kids afternoon when they have the short day and early release on Wednesdays. So it was everything from getting kids caught up on their academic work to teaching them yoga or Tai Chi or how to fix a bike or how to fly a remote controlled airplane or build a robot. It was a wonderful set of experiences that those kids got to learn from in the afternoon as well.
Well, as a serendipity would have it, you didn't have that program this year, but you, as in response to the pandemic, launched a wonderful opportunity supporting, was it parents and teenagers, a Zoom session called Quarantinager. Martha, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about this wonderful program you provided during the pandemic as we just went into this new phase of education?
Well, it was actually David's baby because he's the guy who knows psychology for adolescents. But we just realized that this was very tough for parents, and it was very tough for adolescents, and that we needed to get some people from the health department. Patrick Gaffney was on from the high school, the dean of students. David was on just talking about the ins and outs. And I think for me, the most salient point was when David said, pick three things and fight about that. No more than three things. So anyway, I learned a lot from that too. Yeah.
What a fabulous resource, because we're all set back on our heels. David, this Zoom session, is it something that people can tap into if they missed the opportunity to listen to it? Was it recorded or was it a live session?
Oh, it was recorded. I think we have it on our webpage. Ben, I thought, didn't you put it up on it? Ben's shaking his head. Yes, it's up on our webpage. And in fact, KPTZ did broadcast that as well. So I think Melanie Eisler was the moderator from the library, and they have a copy there as well.
Oh, excellent. So this would be a good opportunity to share your webpage for listeners who want to learn a little bit more. And we're going to dive into the mentoring and coaching part. But what is the website where folks could learn a little bit more about your organization?
Yeah, so there's actually two of them that you can look into. Skillmation.org, www.skillmation, as in automation.org. is the site that allows people to sign up as a mentor or to find a mentor. It also contains a database of youth activities and youth job opportunities on that site as well. The parent organization for Skillmation is a nonprofit here in Port Townsend called Stronger Towns. And Stronger Towns sponsors a number of different programs, one of which is Skillmation. And the StrongerTowns.org site has the link to the recording of the Quarantinager event that we put on this past spring.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you don't let any moss grow under your rock. And so I understand you're launching three new programs this upcoming school year. And I think we should make sure we spend some deep time in that. David, are you involved in the freshman mentoring, or what component of the programs that are being launched this fall are you involved in?
Yes, one of the programs that we do is freshman mentoring, ninth grade mentoring. This would be actually the fourth year that we've been doing that. Would you like me to say a little bit more about it at this time, Melissa?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Let's dive into that, because there's a lot that you guys are offering, and we could start with the freshman class.
Yeah, mentoring is a project that schools are doing nationwide, and there's lots of different ways that it's done. And here in Port Townsend, we work with the life skills teacher, Jen Cruz, who's actually been a wonderful teacher. And we go in during one of her class periods. What we've done in the past before the COVID thing is we met in the school and face to face with anywhere from 3 to 5 ninth graders. And those conversations vary anywhere from kind of social and how are you sorts of things to more curriculum-based sorts of things like what kind of career are these ninth graders thinking about? What kind of exploration are they doing around their identity and ultimately their career identity sorts of things? And so the conversations are wide-ranging. We believe that the students benefit greatly from having an adult outside of their parents or a teacher. We believe that the volunteers have a great time meeting with these kids, and then we also meet with one another. And we also think it's an enormous benefit to the school to have the community that deeply engaged in taking some sense of ownership over school issues. So it's a wonderful project that we're hoping to continue again this year, although we'll have to modify it to comply with the pandemic regulations.
Indeed. Now, if you are just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. We have with us Skill Nation, an organization as wedded to education and sharing knowledge. David, you were just sharing about the freshman mentoring, and I feel compelled to share. Full disclosure, I had the wonderful opportunity of mentoring for 2 years. And I have to say, indeed, it was so enriching to be able to have a conversation, a window into the future, and a sense of just building that relationship over a year was really, I looked forward to it every month. And what I loved about your organization and how it's put together is it's not a lot more than just showing up and caring. There's not a lot to plan and organize. Really, these kids just want to be in conversation. And practicing that skill set with an adult they've never talked to is quite phenomenal. It was great fun.
It's always been a very high energy day when we have the mentoring day for all involved.
Now, Ben, I think you were mentioning there's a couple of new programs. So freshman mentoring's been on board for a couple of years. And they, we were talking earlier about subject coaching. Is that a new direction you're going?
Yeah, that's something new that we did, kind of looking at the lay of the land and how the pandemic is affecting not just the bandwidth that teachers have, which is being incredibly stretched thin, but also parents. And so as we have these kids that are doing a lot of study from home, what can we do to add just a little bit more structure to take some of the weight off of the parent's shoulders and off of the teacher's shoulders and have another adult with a passion for a specific subject matter come in and meet with them, come in over Zoom or whatever, meet with them once a week and just touch base. Just say, how's that going? What do you not understand? How did you do on your last test? What are the pieces that are making sense or not making sense? You do not have to be an expert in that subject. What you have to be is a little bit diligent in being able to help a kid keep track of all of the duties and obligations that are required of them on that subject for them to get through the class material.
Ben, regarding the subject coaches, is it structured in a format that's weekly or monthly, or is it ad hoc? If a listener is listening to this and thinking, I would like to do this, what kind of time commitment is that looking like?
The time commitment is we're looking for people who can touch base with a student at a regular time once a week. Now, whether that is for just 5 minutes to touch base or whether that ends up being an hour to touch base is up to what the student needs or what the subject coach is kind of feeling is necessary to keep the student moving along correctly. The thing that's important is that it's regular, it's scheduled and it happens reliably. The three subject matters that we're focusing on most intently are mathematics, science, and Spanish. So if you have a understanding, a rudimentary understanding of high school mathematics or science, or like to speak Spanish, those gifts can actually be really, really well put to use by helping out students that are working through that in a remote classroom environment this year.
And who is the point of contact, or how would they reach someone at SkillNation to express interest in the subject coaching?
We have one mailbox that kind of gets read by all of us, and that is just info@skillnation.org. And we will, at that point, put you on the list and send you notes on the training that's coming up, and also give you updates as this incredibly rapidly changing school year continues to take shape over the fall.
You know, everything is changing so much, but what I see is consistent is support and resilience in this community. And the expression of it in this organization is, I'm overwhelmed when I think about the programming that you're still putting together, and you're nimble enough to go with the flow. It's got to add a lot of reassurance and a sense of, gosh, support for our teachers as well. And I thank you as a community member. So you're putting together these programs and you're, like you said, you just are being super flexible. The school year is about to launch. So folks, do you have a training? I mean, how are we going to integrate into that nimbleness and get started at the same time? Are you offering any trainings, or are you signing up for things currently?
Well, our plan is to do a training via Zoom Thursday, September 10th and Friday, September 11th. We'll probably do about 75 minutes each day. The first day, we'll talk a little bit about adolescent development. And the second day, we plan to talk a little bit more about how to actually do tutoring from a remote via the internet. So we do have two trainings planned, but our hope would be to start mentoring before the end of September and to start tutoring somewhere around the beginning of October.
I'd also like to pitch in there really quickly that these are not mutually exclusive programs. You can be a great mentor and a great tutor if you have the time to share. So the mentoring is 1 or 2 hours a month. The tutoring is 1 hour a week. If you bring on one student, you might bring on more than one. Yeah, we love to see people do as much as they can to help these kids move forward. And boy, if anyone else is having the same COVID experience that I'm having, just that additional piece of alternate activity in my day would be a welcome godsend at this point.
Missy, this is Martha. I'd also like to add why our focus is high school and also a pep talk to everybody who's listening. This is really big for high school students. It's also an extraordinary opportunity for the community to step up. High school is the first time students pass or they don't matriculate. Developmentally, high school students are switching from their parents as their standard bearers to their peers as standard bearers, and this is interrupting that process. And most importantly for me is that every high school student has a dream about what high school is going to mean for them, whether that's academic, athletic, or social. And this has thrown a wrench into the works for them. And so what we want to do is work with students to help them shape their story of COVID from, you know, being disappointed to one of community support and resilience and success, and help them reshape their experience of having something that is a barrier turn into an opportunity, and showing them that that is in fact possible. And it also probably will help reshape the COVID story of a lot of our mentors and tutors at the same time.
Thank you, Martha, Ben, and David, for joining us today at Everybody Can.
Thank you, Missy.
I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers who, in spite of the challenges to do so, tirelessly work to bring us local relevant news, uplifting stories, and eclectic music. You could also join us on the web at kpdz.org. From live stream to archived programs, we are here for you. Now go out. Really, go out. Get outside and get involved. Have a great day.